Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and he says that if we ever want to sell our businesses, we better know how to value it. We better have an idea about how it's going to be valued. Because, you know, Sam, if you don't know how it's going to be valued, you can't get your business ready to be valued, can you?
Well, that's right. If you know what your possible buyer might be looking for, at least you can do some things to be prepared for that.
So you got a handful of different purchaser options, right? You could be bought out by a competitor, by maybe a consolidating an industry that's consolidating. Could be the competitor, you know, one county over or across town, or it could be a consolidating industry where the much larger companies are coming in, buying up the little companies, or other ways, right?
Well, there's lots of ways to do it. And in the old days, let's say 20 years ago, we would consider taking our company public. But if our company has less than, let's say, roughly $200 million, you can't afford to be a public company. That option is now gone for small companies that would like to go public and cash out. The big payday is when an event like this happens.
Sam, I know companies that are a lot bigger than that wish they could go private.
and they go with that. They sell out to a private equity group, but they get bought by them. But another possibility is to sell to your competitor. But here's the risk in that. They will offer the most money as your competitor because you have more value to them through synergies than just a financial buyer.
Right.
So, but here's the risk. Before you get your deal done, you will have to reveal all your secrets. You're gonna. They will know your customer list, your supplier list. Mm-hmm. They will understand your technology. They'll know your employees
and your unique selling, your special sauce, and maybe even your trade secrets.
Well, that's exactly right. They're not going to do it without that. And if the deal somehow goes sour, but right toward the end, guess what? Your competitive position is now severely weakened. So that's a risk.
Why would anybody do that though? I mean, but there are documents, aren't there? Documents and aren't there? Ways of protecting yourself somewhat.
Yeah, we have non-disclosure agreements. Okay.
Yeah.
I promise not to tell anything about what you're you know.
Right.
And I promise not to use it against you. But you can't help. And I'll give you back all your documents.
Right.
But,
until we have that Men in Black flashy thing to erase their memory, right? It doesn't work, does it?
Exactly. But these deals still get done because you just need to be careful. There are ways to be careful, but it's very risky. But here's another a way to do this without it being so risky, but you won't get quite as much money, and that mm-hmm. is sell out to a group that is they're known mostly as private equity groups. Bunch of wealthy people put their funds together. They hire professional management to go out and buy them companies. They mm-hmm. put together a portfolio of companies, sometimes related, sometimes not. But they have an interest in building value in your company. And they won't pay you quite as much. You may visualize, you know, the next 20 years growing to, but they will help supply the money for that growth.
Mm-hmm.
They will help bring in.
Would they buy you out and give you some kind of a cash out thing and ask you to run the thing?
Yeah, typically these people want you to run the thing. In fact, they wouldn't buy it unless you're willing to stay on for some period of time, 2 years maybe.
This is a very common thing because so many business owners know what they could do with their business if they just had the capital And most of them, the only capital they can get is from a bank. And that hits their cash flow. The debt service hits their cash flow. Bank has all kinds of covenants that they've got to jump through hoops about. Whereas equity guys are more patient, right? They can take longer
They're more patient, and they bring a capacity to meet with the right people to provide the additional funds.
Right, not just money, right? Just introductions.
Yeah, and expertise, and know-how. They can bring in resources that you might think, well, maybe I could benefit from this. And they'll say, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. They bring a certain decisiveness to the business, and because they've been there, done that. But they need you as a CEO who has built this company to continue doing it. Typically, these people don't buy turnarounds. They don't have a big inventory of management waiting to swoop in and show you how to do your business.
Right.
They admire your business, and they want to be owners of your business and have you continue to run it while they provide some resources.
So they know they're buying a business then that's going to be valued higher because it's successful.
Yes. They will ultimately either they'll always have a an end game, but that'll be 5 years, 10 years down the road. That will either be a merger with another like company, or going public, or doing something else. But so the question then is, well, how much am I likely to get if I do this? In addition to being able to continue and grow my business. How much am I likely to get? Well, there's complicated formulas, and maybe we need, but there's a very easy way to look at what they will be offering,
which we're going to talk about after this next break.
We'll do that in the next segment.
Sam's going to net this out for us after this next break.
Yeah.
NorwoodAnalytics.com, right, Sam?
That's it. That's the place.
So check it out. Sam and I will be right back. I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.